Welcome to the Watchman Weekly End Time Exposé on Bible Prophecy. Get ready for teachings that will empower you for dominion as an end time believer and equip you for the times and seasons in which we live. You are now listening to the Watchman Joseph Kabuleta.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the world.
Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, there was a time not too long ago, in the days when we were newly born again, in the early to mid 90s, when children of God would meet, and especially men of God, preachers, and they would ask, you know, what is God saying? You know? And somehow everybody had something fresh from God, which was some lesson that they were receiving from God. And they would always ask, what is God saying? And different people, pastors, you know, evangelists, apostles, and everyone had something which, you know, I feel the Lord is speaking this. And that was like the communion that the children of God, especially the men of God, had at the time. But then you see somewhere along the way, because of that sort of communion, there came some progress, some outwardly progress, especially financial progress. And so people started seeing success. When they were saying that, it was all they had. You know, what is God saying? What is the Lord saying? Now, after that, they kind of got off the radar in regard to what God is saying. And now you'd find discussions among men of God where they are discussing about what car do you drive, where, you know, what house do you, where do you stay and stuff. Basically gauging themselves in that regard. And somewhere along the way, the thing of what is God. It was so common that time. Mukama ayogera cheyo jemuri. And you know, people always had something. You know, that some message you're having from God. Now you see, we are back in that place where everybody at every time has to be having something which the Spirit of God is teaching you. Like, you have to be in the school of the Spirit. You can't be there and there is nothing God is teaching you. So if I ask you, what is God teaching? What is God saying? And you have nothing. You know, you're just there. You see? Then you're not an end-time believer. Because in this end time, the Spirit of God has to have direct control over all his army. And imprinting something in their mind, or rather in their spirit, which is going to be of extreme value to everybody, not just to them, to everybody. So he teaches you something which you are going to teach to other people and so on, even if you are not actually in the fivefold ministry. Praise the Lord. So you see, now when you come here, so that I tell you what is God saying. What is he saying? What has he been saying this last week? Praise the Lord. You don't come here for me to tell you what I think. I think there are so many things I think. Some of them are in football, some of them are in politics, some of them are in what? But when you come here, for me to tell you what is God saying. And I always have what God is saying. And you see, when I don't come. Like the other Holy Communion time, I waited to hear from God what is he going to say. I waited first of all, the whole day. Then five, then six. When I got to six and there's nothing. I had nothing for you. I just communicated and said, I'm not going to preach. And then the person whom I choose had better have something God is talking to them. Because you can't just be there and he's not saying anything to you. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so today, or this past week, the Lord has been communicating to me about a spirit that scatters. And it's a demonic spirit that for a while was unleashed upon the children of God. And its purpose was to cause scattering, to scatter. And I really had no understanding of the fullness of it until he started showing me that in all things, the enemy seeks to scatter. As God seeks to, you know, gather. The enemy wants to scatter, you know. And scattering, first of all, things. Some of you, if you were to sit down and look at the amount of money, let's say, that has gone through your hands, it's a lot. But somehow the enemy scattered it, and it had no impact. Now, when something is scattered, it has no power, it has no impact, it has no ability to fight back. It is there. It might be a lot, but if it is not collected, it cannot be collected together. It has very little impact. That means that a church that is scattered, a kingdom that is scattered, a peoples that are scattered, cannot have an impact the way they would if they were together. And now when the Lord tries, so what the devil does is he tries to, push something, a lot of times through people, and that spirit does one thing, and that is to scatter. So you try to accumulate some money, and it scatters. You want to buy some land somewhere, so you try to accumulate money, but it scatters. And then when you look back over a period of time, you actually in that period of time had enough money to buy that land, but it never came at a time when it was together for you to actually accomplish whatever it was that you wanted to do. So you want to buy a house. And then, by the time you want that, you have the ability to, you think you have the ability to do it. Or at least you're in a place of faith where you can do it. But somehow, the resources don't seem to obey obey you in a way that they come together at a time that you need them. Now, I didn't even know that there was such a spirit. I didn't even know that sometimes it works against us. Until the Lord was actually communicating that to me. And saying, now, you're going to break that spirit that scatters. So that you are going to be able to accumulate. Because that is the whole purpose. You gather. And you know, whether it be wealth, whether it be, everything, you have the ability to gather. Go to Nahum chapter 2. I can bet you haven't had more than 3 sermons of somebody teaching from the book of Nahum. Maybe even Song of Solomon's is more frequent on the pulpit than Nahum. Nahum chapter 2. He says, he who scatters has come up before your face. Now this is the picture he showed me. Man the fort. You know what a fort is? You know the garrison that calls you. Because the person who... I'm talking about person, but in actual sense it's a spirit. Man the fort. Watch the road. Strengthen your flanks. Fortify your power mightily. So that when the spirit comes to scatter, it finds you when you are fortified. And it does not scatter anything, so that you can gather and be of impact. Praise the Lord. Are you beginning to understand? Now, this is a call to you. He who scatters, it doesn't just happen that somehow when you feel you want to buy something, or you want to do something, or you want to the resources that would almost seem to flip through, and they are scattered. They are here, they are there, they are there, and you're never able. Now, he who scatters has come before your face. But he says, man the fort, watch the road, strengthen your flanks. Okay? Now, here he's even talking about scattering people. Because that same spirit, by the way, comes and scatters people, so that you're building, let's say, a ministry. And I'll give you an example. If I was to call all the people in the last one year, beginning of 2025, up to now, if I was to say all the people who have attended Watchman within that time should come on one Friday, would not have any space here. But he that scatters, you understand, has come before our face. He's right in your face to scatter. So it's not just resources
although it's a lot of time, resources, but also is, you know, and the purpose is to cause a bit of frustration, because you have not, you know how frustrating it can be when you're trying to put something together and everything you put together seems to be blown away. So now, and you see that even in the throughout the history of the, you know, of, let's go to, first go to Esther chapter 3. You see, a people who are scattered are powerless and cannot do nothing. They cannot defend themselves. Not because they are few, but because they are scattered. Now, after these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of that guy, the Agagite, and advanced him and set him above all the princes who were with him. Verse 2. And all the king's servants who were within the king's gate bowed and paid homage to Haman, for so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai would not bow or pay homage. Remember, I've told you this. The book of Esther is one of the most amazing books because it's about the end time dominion. Okay? And it's even unique in that it's the only book in the Bible which does not mention God anywhere. There is nowhere where you will find God or Lord in Esther. Not anywhere. The book just tells you a story where you see the power of God, but it does not mention him. And it's the only book in the Bible which is like that. But you see, it's about end time dominion. Now he says, for so the king had come, but Mordecai would not pay homage, bow or pay homage. Verse 3. Then the king's servant, who were within the king's gate, said to Mordecai, why do you transgress the king's command? Now it happened when they spoke to him daily and he would not listen to them, that they told it to Haman to see whether Mordecai's words would stand. For Mordecai had told them that he was a Jew. Then Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay homage. Haman was filled with wrath. Go ahead. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him of the people of Mordecai. Now, I want you to know that here there is a juxtaposition of the Jews and the church. Okay? Not that the church are Jews, or that the Jews are the church of necessity, but you know this is, you know that you. Now, so they are told Haman that Mordecai is a Jew. So he said, oh, so that's why he doesn't want to pay homage to me. So he said, he decided not to take him on just like that because he knew he was a Jew. Instead, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, the people of Mordecai. Go ahead. In the first month, now I want you to see this. These demonic people are very particular about certain things. In the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the lot, before Haman to determine the day and the month until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. In other words, he wanted to come against the entirety of the Jews, or you can put it this way, the entirety of the church. But he was not going to take a chance and say, let me just do it. He went and started casting lots. This was some sort of witchcraft to determine which is the best day. And you see, they look at so many things where they are. Those lots are not just lots, because it's not like just kanemu kanabili sort of. Eh? No, it is real casting lots from a spiritual perspective to see when certain things align, and then now we are going to get them at their weakest point. So now he casts lots from the first month to the 12th month. They are casting lots. Is it today? Not today. Not today. Not today. 12 months. Now the children of darkness will do that, but the children of light will not even pray in 1 hour for 1 hour in tongues when they are going to do something that is of importance. Okay? But these ones, he takes, you know, in the first month, and it fell in the 12th month. So that means a whole year of him just casting lots to see which is the best day to take on the Jews. In the month of Adar, go to verse 8. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, now on that day, when he knows now all the stars have aligned, pull off his mission. There is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. I want you to listen to this. There are certain people who are dispersed and scattered. You see, scattered all over the place. Now, I want to tell you that all the Jews who lived in the kingdom of Ahasuerus, there is no Jew who was outside that kingdom. So if Haman had succeeded in doing this, all the Jews would have been exterminated and Jesus wouldn't have been born. Okay, but my point is this. So he comes and says, there are certain people who are scattered. Now I know what it means for a church to be united, and I know what it is for people to be scattered. And like, you can't even have anything that is pitted against you, you have no standing. You can't come together to fight it. And then he says, and their laws are different from all the peoples, and they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain. Go to the next verse. If it pleases the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed. You know, he's going for the jugular. He's just going to kill all of them. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who do the work to bring it into the king's treasury. Now, would the king know how many Jews there are? No, they are scattered. How many people are they going to kill? I don't know. They are scattered. The only number in his head is 10,000 talents of silver. Then he says, bring them. Go and do with them as you wish. So now, the scattering, they are dispersed, scattered and dispersed. But you see, apart from all the other the miracles that you know that happened in the time of Esther and what happened, go to chapter 9. After the king wrote his letter to the Jews and wrote them the letter, now in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, the same month in which this man had wanted to kill them, on the 13th day, the time came for the king's command and his decree to be executed. On the day that the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them, the opposite occurred, in that the Jews themselves overpowered those who hated them. And go ahead. The Jews gathered together. They were scattered. No. Gathered together throughout all the provinces of King Ahasuerus to lay hands on those who sought their harm. And no one could withstand them because fear of them fell upon all the people. They gathered together. In other words, they resisted that temptation to scatter throughout a huge kingdom which covered the whole of Europe. It went up to Ethiopia, this kingdom of Ahasuerus. 129 provinces. But now the Jews gathered together and came and said, now, of course they had the writing of the king, and they said, now let anybody come and attack us. And now the fear came on everybody. Now that's why the enemy likes to scatter, you know, because when a people are scattered, they can't stand up to them for themselves, and they become very easy to defeat. Even Christians, individual Christians, when they come together, when people are in fellowship, and they are regular in fellowship, it's difficult for the enemy to take them down. But when he scatters them, this one is there, and each one is alone. He comes and he has a way of coming and concentrating on you when you're scattered. And he can pull you down so easily. So now you see the Lord gathers. The Jews gathered in the cities throughout all the provinces of the king. And they said, now let any of our enemies come. So now the Lord was showing me that, you see, this scattering is something you have to, actually, in your very life, to be alert to see if there's anything that seeks to scatter. As I keep continue showing you this, go to Zechariah, the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 1. Start from verse 17. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17. It says, again proclaim. Now this is end time. This is end time prosperity. This is end time prosperity. But it is not going to be accomplished in scattering. It is going to be accomplished through gathering. People gathering together. I'll tell you this, even there are so many things, even businesses and what, where people gather and your first customers are people from within your community. And I've taught that before, where you have a community and, you know. So he says, thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities shall again spread out through prosperity. Now talking about the end time. All this is talking about the end time. My cities shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will choose Jerusalem. Remember, comfort Zion. Remember, you have come to this, to Zion, the city of the living God. Okay? So this is not just talking about a place somewhere in the Middle East. This is talking about we have come to Zion, the city of the living God. So you will comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. Go to verse 18. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were four horns. Now the word horns can mean powers. Actually, not can mean, does mean powers. There were four horns. Go ahead, verse 19. And I said to the angel who talked with me, "What are these?" So he answered me, "These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." Now, some translations say these are the powers. Like Amplified Classic, I think, says these are the powers. These are the horns or powers which have scattered Judah and Israel and Jerusalem. Okay? Go to verse 20. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. And I said, "What are these coming to do?" So he said, "These are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head." Okay? They scatter so that you can't lift up your head. You don't have... You see? I don't know if you see what I'm seeing. Eh? But you're scattered so you can't... You have no ability to fight back. When somebody attacks you because of the scattering, even if you're actually many, you're many. If they do a census, they will find you're many. But you have no ability to fight back. They can come and pull you down because you're scattered and say that these are the horns which scattered. And no one could lift their heads up. You try to lift your head up, it is pushed down. And somehow, because of that, nothing happens. It says, but the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horn against the land of Judah, to scatter it. Praise the Lord. Now, this is what we are talking about today. This is what now the craftsmen are here. To scatter the scatterer. You see, the scripture said, let God arise and let his enemies do what? Scatter. Now God, he arises, his enemies scatter. But when the enemies are in control, the church scatters, the people of God scatter. Now he says the craftsmen have come in, according to this, to terrify the horns which were scattering. Now this is talking about spirits. Praise the Lord. Ha ha. Hallelujah. Now, we are going to, today, I'm even going to take a very short time, record a short time, today, we are going to just break anything that seeks to scatter what the Lord is doing. Amen? First of all, in your life individually. You see, let me tell you, there are people who are experts at scattering, very good at scattering. And they are individuals, and they don't. Sometimes they don't even know it. They have a spirit on them that scatters. They show up in a place where there is some sort of communion, a community, and somebody shows up, and for some reason, the next thing, a congregation of 100 becomes a congregation of 2. I don't know what it is, and I've seen them. I've seen them. Sometimes they show up in companies. Sometimes they. They show up in ministries like this, workplaces, and somebody has. And how do you tell them? By discernment. The only way you can tell is by discernment. Because usually, and sometimes they are extremely talented people. So somebody comes, he's talented, he can do so many good things, but he has the scattering spirit. So he finds people who are in harmony working together. And you just put that person there, and the next thing you see people, take this one taking the other, and they flee. I remember seeing one such guy, and I wondered what was it about him. I remember in those years, those mid-90s, he was a man of God, and he used to go and, you know, was ministering and so on. That man pulled off miracles of scattering that I'd never seen anywhere. Because I remember I was in Ibadi, And there was this pastor who had the church, about 600 people, which was like monumental in those years, like really big. It was the biggest, I think, in that town. And so this guy came. He came and preached somewhere, and the pastor heard about him. But somebody who had discernment, who had a smaller church, but had discernment, told the other pastor, you know what, don't welcome that guy. Don't welcome, that guy has a problem. He said, what problem? The guy preaches the word of God, true. The guy actually could pray for people and they get healed, true. But there was something about him. I'm telling you, I saw it with my own eyes. A church of 600 got down to 20. And they, if you were to ask what wrong thing the guy did, nothing. It is just a spirit on him. And then after he had scattered the man's church, he went to another city and scattered another. Now there are people who are like that. And this spirit works like that. Even in workplaces, he shows up and you will find he knows something. He's very good at something. And he can pull off something and you look and say, oh man, this guy is good. Man. Then you bring him. Then he comes. And suddenly you find everyone saying, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going. And you wonder what is. And then when you ask, what has he done? Nothing. If you actually were to put it down on what exactly has he done, nothing. It's just the spirit that is on them that is a scattering spirit. And it's of the enemy. So now, and most times they don't know. So sometimes you have to pray for them if they want and cast it off. Other times you have to man your fort, watch your road, and fortify yourself. I'm telling you now, I'll tell you this. Some of you, even a maid, you are happy your home is okay. You're happy they're married. Then you bring a maid. Then you see. You see a scattering. This man, the next minute, my husband has scattered those heads. The wife has scattered. And you were happy before. And now it just comes. And I know, you see, and those people usually are very perfect. I don't know why. There's one whom we received. There's one whom we got the other day. About a year ago. Okay, you know, somebody was very prompt. Extremely prompt, everything are very clean, should wash up. Everything was, everything is wonderful. But then, we don't go by what we see. You see, now, she found our home, and she was, hers was not like those people who don't know what they have. Hers was purely, it was completely demonic. So she found our home very, very impossible to live in. She was very uncomfortable. My wife would wake up at 4 a.m. every day and go and pray. And I would be, and that's about the time I would finish praying and I'm going to sleep. So it was really a nightmare for her. But then, my wife had a weird dream where she encountered her in the spirit. And saw who she was in the spirit. I won't give you details. But she saw who she was in the spirit. And so they met in the spirit and they understood each other. So, in the morning, I had a dream about this lady. I said, what is the dream? I said, just go and fire her. Now, the interesting thing is this is somebody who was perfect. As soon as my wife came and said, we can't let you, we can't have you here, we are letting you go today. She did not even ask why. She just said, okay, let me get my things. Because she knew she had been found out in the spirit, and it had been sorted already in the spirit. Now, here is my point. She comes in your home. Your marriage scattered. Your finances, you understand, scattered. Your projects scattered. And you wonder why. And you can't even put a finger on what is wrong because the person who is doing it is perfect from the natural standpoint. Clean, on time, you know. I've never seen somebody who at 6 on the dot a.m. If I wanted to know it was 6 a.m. I would, the security lights would go off And I know she has woken up. And then I look, it's 600. But she was a scatter. Praise the Lord. Now, so he says, fortify yourself. I'm talking to you now, you understand? So if you see something and you say, what is, how come, you know, things are blowing away. Sometimes you dream. You try to gather things, they are being blown away. You're trying to gather, they are being blown away, then you say there is something wrong. Something terribly wrong here. And now, we have to deal with it. Now those scatterers even come to churches or ministries. Like here. Sometimes they don't know, sometimes they know. And they come and somehow, you look at somebody and you see they are not interested in anything spiritual. And you can tell. But they have just, they are, you know, and they have, usually they have words. And they take advantage of people who are, you know, very easy. There are people, some of you are very, very easy to, one or two words and you scatter. Like, sorry, man, Christians are so, they are so easy to be shaken, So now, so they come and they divide. And they scatter and they scatter. But I'm telling you this not specifically for this, whatever. I'm telling you this for the most part, for your life, your personal life. So that you watch yourself and look at the people whom you invite in your space. Homes are especially very, very, very sensitive. Where you live is not just a building where you stay. Extremely sensitive. So you invite somebody like that, the spirit, you know. David was considered to be such a great man because God used him to gather together all the peoples of God in the area that God gave to Abraham. So God gave Abraham a piece of land and he said it's going to come from here to here. Actually, it's from the river to the sea. Although that's the word which, you know, the Arabs use. Now, he said this is where the land of Israel is going to be. But they only ever occupied all that land in the days of David. And that's why it says he fought the battles of God. Because he went to fight to bring all that land under. And it says he gathered the whole of Israel. Even when he was bringing the tabernacle, it says David gathered the whole of Israel to bring the ark of the covenant. Okay? Now, after that, when he died, the scattering started. Solomon comes, when he started rebelling against God, the scattering started, the kingdom, you know, splitting. When Solomon died, the kingdom split between Judah and Israel, or the northern kingdom. And it continued splitting and splitting. Now you see, Jesus said in Matthew 23, he said, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, how would I have wanted, Matthew 23 verse 37, he says, you see now, the Lord saying, I would have wanted to come and gather you together. You're so split. You see, O Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who were sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were not willing. Next verse. See, your house has been left to you desolate. Now that was it. It says, the whole history of the Jewish race would have been different if they had accepted Jesus to gather them together, as he said. But they rejected him. And he says, now your house has been left desolate. Now, of course, the desolation of Israel happened about 40 years after Jesus' death. The real desolation. When the Romans came and tore it down and actually now scattered the whole of the Jews across all nations and even killed their language, killed their culture, killed everything. When they were gathered together as a peoples, starting in the 1900s, they had to repeace. But the good thing, they had a lot of history. If they did that to some of our tribes, even 100 years would not be there. But for them, it was 1900 years. But because of the history they had, they pieced together their language again, which had disappeared. They pieced together their culture again. And somehow they got themselves back again in the gathering. But that was 1,900 years after Jesus offered to pull them together, and they refused. Amen? So David pulled them together. And now the son of David, the Messiah, wanted to do the same, although it would be spiritual, not the way David did. And they rejected him. And so they were dispersed across. Now, usually when people reject anointings, because God gathers people around an anointing, okay? When people reject an anointing, they are dispersed. There is no other way God is going to gather people except through what? The way Jesus would have gathered them, an anointing, and says, I come and, you know, look after you. And like a hen gathers its chicks. Now imagine how vulnerable those chicks are when they are wandering away. Other birds and so on, cats and all that, you know. So anyway, so the work of the gatherer is the work of the Lord. And he's gathering us today. Praise the Lord. But first of all, individually removing the scatterer from our midst. Amen? Now actually, Jesus even put it this way. And this is extreme. But it divides everybody between those who gather and those who what? Matthew 12, verse 30. Matthew 12, verse 30. He says, he who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters. It's just that simple. So you're either gathering or you're scattering. And unfortunately, so many people, by the sin of omission, are scatterers. Because they have never gathered. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, dominion is gotten by people deliberately choosing to gather. Have you seen, somebody was telling me who works in Chikubo, how those people have a deliberate policy to invite everybody to witchcraft. They gather to witchcraft. You go there, you are not into their things, but the kingdom of the devil requires that you are supposed to bring a number of certain number of people. And for them there, it is not voluntary. Oda ni moja. So you have to go. All these people you see, some of them are slave queens and what. And so they are gathering. Then they will say, jangu to get kusabide mikisa. And then they take you. Not you, of course. Not you. But you see, they take people who are. And they take them, you come. And even now at universities, they are more active at universities than any ministry. I can assure you that. If you want a man who is going to give you money, jangu tugende, whatever. Then you find they will give them, they give you something, some car ring or what. Eh? Then the man gives you money. And now that person has been recruited, has been gathered. And they go deeper in their spirituality. At the beginning, it sounds like it is just a simple thing. So that the man might love you. So that the man can give you money. So that he can pay your rent. But they are gathering. And the people who are, they go, they gather. And it's their system. The system of doing it. The kingdom of darkness. Have you been following the Epstein files? Eh? Epstein files, some of you get your news from what? From Bukede, so you don't know these things. But the Epstein files, that man would recruit children who are babies. Of course, I'll spare you the details. But what happens is when the kids get to 18, he makes them go and recruit other children. So that now they are no victims. You understand? They would be victims. We also became what? Perpetrators. So now they say, where are the victims? Now they are on the villains. So they said, these ones. But where are the villains? All the people who were suppose would have been victims. They don't let you get away. When you get to a certain age, they say, now go and bring others. So now if you are to report, you also are guilty because you were recruiting. You see? Now for them, they know how to gather into darkness. But the kingdom of light, there are universities gathering. Even these virtues, these virtues, you see, these people who say that the virtues is Jesus Christ, what? You've heard them. That the God of virtues is Jesus Christ. You know that rubbish? You've heard them. There are universities recruiting. But now if we say here, and yet the Lord actually, now, I have a commission directly from God, go to schools and evangelize schools. But when you go, you tell people, we go to schools, people are not interested. They are not, because for us we are scatterers. How are we scatterers? But because we are not gatherers. Jesus said, you are either a gatherer or you are what? Scatterer. There is no two ways about it. So those who are not gathering are in the business of scattering. Praise the Lord. But now, I'm not going to go deep into what? Things which are going to make you uncomfortable. We came here to make you comfortable and happy. Because we are going to break the scatterer here today. Which has been scattering your resources. So that you cannot put them together to do something, what? Of value. You're trying to put something together. It's blown away. Yet actually you've had it. If you are to look seriously, you have the resources to be able to put something together. But try one day to say, now I want to buy a piece of land. I'm sure you've tried. And then suddenly you realize, this one comes out. And even your sense of judgment is impaired by the spirit that scatters. The day you collect some command and you would have gone and bought a piece of land, that's when, you know, somebody comes and says, lend me money, I have it, lend me tomorrow. And then the scatterer has hammered you. Then tomorrow never comes, and you've lost your command. And you were actually going to do something with it, which was going to put you to the next level. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So now today as I finish, I promise we are going to be very quick. Today as I finish, we are going to pray and break what the Lord has been showing me. He that scatters. And afterwards, we are going to see the excellence of what God has desired for us as a people. Amen? When the blessing, you know, let me tell you, the word blessing means the ability to gather. You know, eh? That's why it says that he has given to those who don't, in Ecclesiastes, those who are disobedient, he has given them the work of gathering wealth, that he might get it and give it to those whom he likes. You see, eh? So the blessing means, you know, you have the ability to collect, gather wealth, gather property. Now that's what the word blessing means. For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. But to the sinner he gives the work of gathering and collecting, that he may give to him who is good before God. Praise the Lord. But now if you have holes in your... You see, it says that my people have hewn for themselves cisterns that cannot hold water. You know that scripture? It's in Jeremiah chapter what? 2. Chapter 2. It says, my people have hewn for themselves cisterns that cannot hold water. Because the cisterns are... You get water and put it, and it's like you put it in a basket. And it just flips through. So you cannot go there. Jeremiah chapter 2, I think verse 13. Chapter 2, verse somewhere there. So the water just flips through. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. So it's not that the cisterns don't get water. They just don't hold it. So water goes through them, you understand? So they're like putting water in a basket or something like that. And it just goes through. Now he says they are committed. So now, the blessing of God makes you have a cistern which holds water. And you, anything that is gathered stays within your possession. And then you become wealthy and you can gather wealth. And then we are banishing the what? The scatterer today. And then we are going to see something so interesting. Because so now we are manning. First of all, we man our fort. Go back to the original scripture which we started in. Nahum chapter 2. He who scatters has come up before your face. Now he's here, but we are banishing him today. Somebody say today. Man the fort. Watch the road. I've given you examples of how you man your fort. Be alert. Be sensitive to the people whom you invite into your life. Some of them might have the scattering spirit. And when you're sensitive and you see it, let me tell you, if you are sensitive, especially with finance, because it's so easy, because that's where the devil wants first. The first thing he wants to do is finance, you understand? The minute you falter, he comes for your money. Before anything else, before he even touches your health and what, he comes for your money. So if you watched your money and say, how come I was getting this amount of money, how come it is reducing? You would know that something has invaded your territory, which is of negative nature. And you can tell that somehow the money is, has dwindled. Like I wasn't like this before. This is not who I was. And therefore you're comfortable. I mean, you're cautious all the time. That am I still moving at the level of blessing that I was before? Am I going from glory to glory? Am I improving? Am I increasing? And if the answer is yes, I'm telling you, if you're increasing at the rate you've been, you're supposed to increase, you've defeated the devil. Because once you falter, the first thing he comes for is your money. Man, he loves money. He loves money. The first thing he comes for is your finance. So now you say, so this calls manning your fort and watching the road, watching, strengthening your flanks. You know, like what we did with that person. Somebody has walked into my territory. Okay? Maybe I've employed somebody. If I have a company, I've employed somebody. But I'm watching. I'm studying the situation. I may not know the person, but I'm studying the situation. Now, if the situation seems to be, ever since, if you're alert, you can tell these things. Ever since this person walked into this company, somehow, our income has gone down. And you say, the scatterer, man your fort. Okay? Watch the road, strengthen your flanks. Fortify your power mightily so that he has no place to come to you. Now let's finish with the next verse. Here, verse 2. For the Lord will restore the excellence of Jacob like the excellence of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and ruined their vine and their branches. Now you see, emptiers, you know, like cesspool empty. Like you're collecting, somebody is emptying, you see, and there is an emptier who is there to has ruined their vine and branches, their vine branches. Praise the Lord. So we are breaking emptiers today. Amen? Are you ready? Are you ready to break emptiers? So that there is no emptying. What comes into your pocket stays there. And is of benefit to you. And pushes you from one level to the next. Amen? And you are moving from glory to glory. Nothing is emptying your pocket. It says the Lord will restore the excellence of Jacob. That is today. Praise the Lord. Say, that is me. The Lord is going to restore the excellence by removing all the emptiers who are taking away your... Amen? Yeah, that's what God has been saying this week. Okay, stand up. Let us cast out these emptiers. Just pray in tongues for 5 minutes. Now I want... This is going to be, you know... Let the whatever. For you in the praises of your people, may your praise be sweet incense unto you.
And the lifting of our hands be as an evening sacrifice. Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord, we love you. Yes, we do.
For inhabited.
For you inhabit.
Okay, say your personal prayer and cast out the emptiers. And the... and the scatterer. Lift up your voice and, you know. Okay, lift up your hands, everybody. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come against the spirit that scatters in Jesus' name. And we break it, we trample it down in the name of Jesus. And you restore the excellence of all of us in the name of Jesus. Because the emptier has been chased away in the name of Jesus. The emptier is rebuked in Jesus' name, and he comes out of our lives, comes out of our finances, comes out of every part of our lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And now you restore the excellence of all of us. The excellence of Jacob. Somebody say, I am excellent. I am excellent. And my vessel, say my vessel does not leak. In the name of Jesus. Everything that comes to me will be of benefit to me. It shall not be scattered. It shall not be emptied. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
That was the Watchman Joseph Kabuleta. Join us for our Friday fellowship starting at 6 p.m. at the Watchman Grounds opposite Mukwaya Hospital near the American Embassy along the main Gaba Road. To connect to the anointing upon the Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on Facebook, The Watchman, TikTok, The Watchman Ministries, YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, X at UG Watchman, Instagram at @_UG Watchman, or email info@UGWatchman.com. For more information on how to give resources and more, visit our website at UGWatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.